I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police report that 6-year-old Eric Peralta and his aunt, 48-year-old Deborah Peralta, were located in Las Cruces around 8:15 Sunday night after being reported missing since Saturday. That according to Roswell police. The boy is safe and Deborah Peralta was taken into custody. 35-year-old Joe Castro of Hobbs and Tori Dobson, also of Hobbs, were charged with child abuse of Dobson's 9-year-old son, allegedly smoking meth and blowing his smoke into his face. That according to a report from the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The Children, Youth, Family Department was first contacted and then the Lee County Sheriff's Office of the alleged incident, which supposedly happened in May of this year. Castro was arrested and charged with one count of abuse of a child on June the 8th. Dobson was charged with two counts of child abuse on the same day. Both bailed out on unsecured bonds the following day. The U.S. Department of Energy recently signed a contract with the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant just outside of Carlsbad for $100 million to transport and store nuclear waste from around the U.S. to WIP. The transuranic nuclear waste will be stored in a salt deposit about 2,000 feet underground. Otero County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin was sentenced to 14 days in jail for being convicted of entering restricted Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021. He addressed the federal judge before being sentenced.
Just really spoke to him honestly, and then at the end of it all, he just, in a nutshell, told me that he didn't believe me.
Because of time served, Griffin will not go to jail, but fines and community service will be mandated. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.